and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 30. And the Bible verse is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." 1 Peter 5, 8. I think when I was a new Christian, it really kind of dismayed me that once I came to the Lord, I was still going to have to deal with temptation. And that is something that every Christian has to accept, that as long as we are on this side of heaven, as long as we have these jars of clay, these bodies that God has given to us, we will have to deal with the demon. We will have to deal with that devil trying to get us to act like him. We are not like him anymore because we belong to Jesus. Jesus' spirit now lives in us, and we have a new king on the throne. He lives in our hearts, and we have made him our Savior and our Lord. But flesh, the old man, is still standing by, trying to still get some of the action. Like I said, the devil cannot pull a person into back to hell. The Bible says we have crossed over from death to life. If we have confessed our sins and asked for the Lord to forgive us and to become our Savior and Lord, and we have done that with sincerity, we can believe and have that assurance that we are His. We belong to Him. And this is why we want to stay in the Word, because the demon definitely works at making us question that. And like I said, getting back into that behavior, that is not godly. And so we have to not help the devil out. We have to learn how to subdue the flesh. And we have the ability to do that. The Bible says this, that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control is part of the fruit of the Spirit as well. And so we have that self-control. We have that ability to control, not our own ability. It's the ability that God has given to us through the Spirit that indwells us. So God says, practice using that. Practice using that. And for us who have this situation with the food, we have an amazing ability to practice that. How can we practice self-control? We practice it on one of the weakest areas in our flesh, which is the food. Be self-controlled. And so we in Bible for Food, we have decided to not let the food rule our lives. We have made up our minds that we put the food aside to have a stronger walk with the Lord. So we choose to be disciplined with our food. We choose to do that. And for those people who they have not gotten to that place of maturity of seeing that, they see it as somehow curtailing their freedom. They don't even see how much time they have wasted on this food issue. Let alone how it has deteriorated and tore up their body. And I can say that, I can say it clearly because I was one of those people. Always wondering whether my clothes were going to fit. And then, of course, if they didn't fit, feeling depressed about it. My whole day, throwing my whole day out the window because my clothes did not fit, or I saw my image in the mirror and my stomach was pushing out, or, you know, my skirt was tight. And meanwhile, you know, all of the talents and gifts that the Lord had given to me were on the wayside, on the sidelines, because of that type of behavior. I don't want that today. And it takes, though, cooperating with the Lord. He has given me His Spirit. He has given me that opportunity to be self-controlled. And so my encouragement to you is to willingly put your food on the shelf. You know, put it into meals. It's not like you're not going to eat. You are going to eat. In fact, I'm telling you that when the food is in order, it is more enjoyable, because guilt takes away the pleasure of food anyway. That when we are eating in a way that we know we should not eat, and we're eating things that we know are harming our body, we will experience guilt. Who wants to have that? You don't want to have that. So call on the Spirit for the willingness and the strength to plan your food and to eat what you plan. Because again, once you plan your food, take it as a commitment for the day. The demon is going to come back and say, oh, we don't want to do that today. Let's do that today. But don't see it just as you having the freedom to do what you want to do. Remember, it is honesty to keep your word. And if something really has come up that you cannot keep the commitment that you made, call the person that you committed it with. This is why we have food sponsors. Many things come up. And one of the things that I have seen take people out very quickly is when they live alone with their food, and then they start making excuses for the changes that they make and what they do in their food. I'm not the only one. Anybody on this line who has ever experienced relapse can tell you that. Can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, yes. And keep in mind that there is an enemy out there who is prowling around looking to devour you, trying to bring you down again. And like I said, since most of us know that in order to maintain our abstinence, we need to become shepherds. We need to become people who disciple other people. And so sure, the devil is going to try to bring you down to make that domino effect. But we can help that not happen. And we help that not happen by being alert. Being alert and being in the Word of God and knowing that the Word of God is like the sword of the Spirit. We want to keep maturing in our faith. And like I said, when we help people, it helps us to mature. But we don't help people out of our own strength and even out of our own heads. That's why we're in the Word of God, studying that Word, letting the Lord train us, giving us a tongue of one who is taught, so that we sustain other people from their weariness, but we stay out of the weariness ourselves. We're grateful to know that Jesus is our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our sure and present help. And so we abide in Him. We abide in Him through Bible study, Bible memory, prayer, being in the fellowship of others who abide in Him, helping others to come to know Him and to love Him. And then that way we are not surprised by temptation. We're not surprised by it, because we know that we are making some marks for the kingdom, and of course the evil one will try to keep us from doing that. But it's okay. No weapons formed against us is going to prosper. our Lord is there helping us, strengthening us, helping us to keep standing and strong and not to fear temptation, but to turn it back on his heels by being a strong child of the Lord.